Ichthyander pushed away from the chandelier and floated toward the palms. Suddenly he halted in astonishment. Some man was swimming toward him, repeating all his movements.
A mirror, Ichthyander realized.
The enormous mirror took up the entire wall, dully reflecting the salon's furnishings. There was no point in looking for treasure here. Ichthyander returned to the corridor, descended one deck, and swam into another space, as luxurious and large as the salon, most likely a restaurant. On the bar shelves and racks there were bottles of wine, cans of sardines, and boxes. The pressure had driven many corks into the bottles, and warped some of the cans. Some of the settings remained on the table, but most of the dishes, silver forks, and knives had fallen to the floor. Ichthyander made his way to the passengers' quarters. He visited several rooms furnished according to the latest standards of American comfort, but didn't find a single corpse. Only one room had a waterlogged corpse floating by the ceiling. Many of them must have escaped in the boats, Ichthyander thought.